L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi. And it's a very, very powerful pasuk, but there's a bit of a grammatical phenomenon. If you don't pay attention, you miss some of the potency of the pasuk. Lecha amar libi, makshu fanoi es panach Hashem abakesh. I spoke to you a few weeks ago about the pasuk shifts to be based Hashem koyim mechayak. This is the pasuk lecha amar libi, makshu fanoi es panach Hashem abakesh. So, in a general sense, this is a pasuk about finding that relationship with Hashem. If you think about the two psukim in Hodu, Yismach lei mevakshei Hashem. What's the next pasuk? Dirshu Hashem ve'uzo bakshu fanav tamid. So the first pasuk talks about finding religion, bakshei Hashem, but bakshu fanav means a face. And Hashem, of course, doesn't have a face. He's not physical. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so interested in that relationship that he's actually willing to write a pasuk that could lead to heresy for some people because it doesn't matter. It's more important for Hashem for us to feel close to him. Because of course, we'll know that it's not a face. And that takes a lot of hard work. Yirshu Hashem v'uzo, it's the Bidoresh, Bakshu v'fanav tamid, you have to look, v'kashkin v'sham, you're not going to find the relationship, it's not automatic, it's not obvious. So I don't have to travel 3 days down to Moriah, because you have to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the general sense. Lecha amar libi, Bakshu v'fanav, yisbanach Hashem v'makesh. And of course, the word panim sits at the center of this pasuk. That's why it's repeated, that's why the grammar of the pasuk is inverted. It's called, your literary students call it enjambment. We take words and carefully jam them together to create impact. So, what's fascinating about this pasuk is who's speaking to whom. If you follow the pronouns in this pasuk, it's impossible. Lecha amar libi. So that sounds like the human being is speaking. Lecha amar libi. To you, my heart says. Wait a second. Bakshu fanai. Who's speaking now? Who's asking us to sin? Bakshu fanai. Find me. Es panach Hashem avakesh. This is a really hard pasuk. You say it every day. So there really are two ideas this grammar is trying to convey. First of all, there's a conversation. You're right. There are a lot of people speaking in this pasuk. Lecha amar libi, I'm looking for you. And then Hashem is looking for us and speaking to us. Bakshu fanai, I want you also. Okay, Hashem, if you want me, then I want you. It's shir hashirim is a conversation between a male and a female. El is a conversation between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and us. So, if we want to feel close to Hashem, it's reassuring to know that Hashem is talking to us just as we're talking to him. So this pasuk, which coaxes us or compels us to find Hashem, is a pasuk about a conversation. L'cha amar libi, I want you. And Hashem says, by the way, I want you also. Esperech Hashem avakesh. And Hashem is just as interested in the reunion that El can provide as we are. Rashi in Tehillim says the same idea, but it's even more powerful. L'cha amar libi, Rashi says, I can pull up the Rashi, because I can read the exact Rashi, because it's a very powerful Rashi. L'cha amar libi, Rashi's language is Bishvilcha uvishlichusa amar libi. My heart is asking me, is stirring, is awakening me in your shlichus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just reach out to us and says, I want you like you want me. He pumps our heart. He creates an instinct. He creates an internal murmur. Sometimes we think that our heart is our own domain. We have Bechira Chashis. Everything out there, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in here, that's me. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to me. Hashem doesn't invade my heart. Hakol b'dei Shemayim, let's be your Shemayim. This is my world. I can decide to be a tzaddik. I can decide to be a Rasha. I make my own decisions. Of course, I want to try to meet Hashem, so I'm going to generate momentum and excitement in my own inner world, and I'll try to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu somewhere at a restaurant, the restaurant of life. But Hashem wants us so badly that not just is he speaking to us, but he'll send in a little bit of electric shock there, a little electric shock to our heart. So when you feel your heart rising, or you feel your heart awakening, or stirring, or searching, or bakesh, how does it, what happened? Why did all of a sudden yesterday you weren't interested, all of a sudden today you're a little more interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem sent a little bit of a trigger. Hashem, as much as he gives a Bechira Chavshis, he's still really wants it badly. So therefore, he sends a little bishlichusa. Lacha is not just towards you. Lacha means you're the mishalach. We're the one shlichus to the nation. You send my heart as your shliach to awaken me so that I'm drawn next to you. So it's a really, really interesting pasuk. Say it every day. Lacha mar libi. He says, bakshir panai. Okay, bakshir panach at the shem avakesh. And the word lacha means that when you feel your heart stirring even a little bit, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu triggering some reaction. Can't trigger the whole process, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I start the process, give you a better chance to find it. Okay? Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.